What a blessed night we celebrate tonight. And of course, the sun has not yet set, but it is on its way. But we are uniting ourselves to this wonderful banquet, this holy banquet, O Sacrum Convivium, in quo Christus sumitur, recolitur memoriam passionis eius. O sacred banquet in which Christ is received and recalls to us his passion. And of course, we celebrate today, we re-celebrate today, we commemorate today the very first Mass, the Last Supper. And what a wonderful event that was. And thus we have all these readings that recall to us the holy sacrifice of Christ as predicted in the Old Testament, but as carried out to perfection in the New Testament. And of course, tomorrow it will be consummated. Today is the very beginning of that sacrifice, but nevertheless it's still a sacrifice. And we who celebrate the holy sacrifice, the sacred mysteries of the Mass every single day, sometimes more than once a day, celebrate the sacrifice of Christ. It is in this holy banquet that Christ gives himself to us and for us. We live ahead of time with Christ, with the apostles and disciples, and in the back rooms, peeking in through the doors, as it were, the Blessed Mother and the other holy women. For only the priests and the bishops were there. The sacrifice is to be celebrated only by those who are bishops and priests and who have received this holy gift of the priesthood, the episcopacy from Christ. Not anyone else. And of course, in these days when we have so many controversies about women, priests, and so forth, we see the example of the Blessed Mother. She did not take it upon herself to be there and to celebrate with the apostles and Christ this Holy Eucharist. She was in the back, peeking in, as it were, kneeling, adoring that which was taking place. For at a certain point in this holy sacrament, this holy mystery, our Lord was to consecrate, first of all, the first bishops of the church, the first priests of the church. And then, in order to carry out this holy sacrifice, those priests who were to celebrate these mysteries until the end of time. Do this in memory of me. But he was not talking to everybody. He was talking to his priests. That is why today is a priest celebration. It's a day on which all priests and all bishops, and by extension the acolytes, who are extensions of the priesthood, need to celebrate. But it is today that we see that which Christ has done for us. Hoc est enim corpus meum. For this is my body. Hic est enim calix sanguinis mei. For this is the chalice of my blood. No one can dare to assume this sacred and awesome responsibility unless it is given to him by Christ. And of course, here we celebrate so many of young men who have received the calling to follow him perfectly in the priesthood. There are many now. Some more shall be brought forth in the near future that are not yet known to others, perhaps suspected, but not yet known. But of course, that will take place in time. We see one of our own children, my godson, Brother Aaron, who in just 10 days or so shall be ordained to the diaconate, and in a year to the holy priesthood. He is the first in many years. There are many names out there in the shrine of St. Stephen of all the young men who have followed Christ to the fullness of the priesthood. And now we are receiving more. And there are more who are not here, but yet have received their vocation here. And then, of course, among those, perhaps, there will be some who will be called to be bishops of the church, successors with the apostles and with St. Peter, to rule the body of Christ, the church. Then, of course, we have Brother Jake, who has a long time, it seems to me a long time, I hope I'm still alive, about 7 more years before he is ordained. And of course, if any of you have been following the magnificent ceremonies at the seminary in Dilwyn, you will have seen all the different things that are happening. Just a few days ago, those who were ordained to the minor orders. This last Sunday, those who were ordained to the subdiaconate. And I can just see him there kneeling before the altar, watching his classmates receive these gifts. Some of them will soon be ordained to the diaconate, and even others to the priesthood. What a wonderful, wonderful thing it is. But it starts small, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows. And of course, it could be that some of them do not make it to the priesthood. But they will still serve God more fully in a better way than if they had not at least tried to follow him. And so we encourage all the young men of our parish who wish to follow Christ and the priesthood to do so. In addition, of course, I give thanks to God, for this is, of all of us here, it is my feast. This is the feast of the priest. So it recalls to me and to you the day in which I accepted the vocation from Christ, and I was yet very young, to follow him fully. Many years elapsed, more than for these two. I was only 13. It would be a few years before I would receive ordination to the priesthood. And what a wonderful day that was. What a wonderful day this is. When we receive the sacrament of holy orders. So today we pray for all priests, for all bishops, for all our vocations. And we give thanks to God for those who have followed him. And we pray to God for the perseverance of all. It is not an easy thing. As one of them said to me recently, it is very difficult. It is a hard thing to follow Christ. He's saying nothing new to me. It is a hard thing to follow Christ. So we pray for all our vocations of this parish and shrine. In the meantime, we pray also for all the young women who are being called to follow Christ as his servants, as was St. Mary Magdalene, St. Martha, and the other holy women who served Christ, who served all the needs of the apostles in Christ, the first nuns, the first sisters of the church. That too is a very difficult vocation, but nevertheless it is a vocation for which we thank God and for which we need to pray to God. So today is a very wonderful day, and we give thanks to Christ for this great gift. In addition, on this day, I give thanks to God that He has given me back some of my voice, not all of it by any means, as you well know. In the meantime, I'm as dizzy as a top, so therefore the cane and the help. But nevertheless, it's coming. A wonderful thing. Tonight after the Mass, and as we strip the altar, recalling that Christ was arrested, and we put the Blessed Sacrament in the repository with great solemnity, and we adore Him in the repository till midnight, at which hour He was arrested. We also remember that very, very holy night, which we celebrate. So tonight is a very holy night. On Sunday, I plan to make a very big announcement. And I will not tell you if it's good, I will not tell you if it's bad, but it's very big. And so be here. Tonight we celebrate the Holy Priesthood, the Holy Eucharist. What a wonderful thing this is, the Holy Eucharist. What God is there like unto our God, who is not only close to us, but who gives Himself to us in this most holy and blessed sacrament. Let us give thanks and rejoice, for He has given us much joy in this holy sacrifice, in this holy sacrament. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.